Legendary Pokemon are some of the strongest Pokemon in the game. They typically have high base stats, strong moves, and strong abilities due to their limited access. Sometimes, though, regular old non-legendary Pokemon outclass legendaries due to having a more efficient base stat distribution, better moves, better abilities, or something else. So in this video, I'm going to be discussing non-legendary Pokemon that are better than legendary Pokemon. I will try to make sure that they still have the same or similar role due to a shared type, similar or better ability, or similar or better moveset. I will also be allowing myself to make some legendary to legendary comparisons if they are of differing legendary status, such as a sub-legendary to a restricted legendary. I understand that this might feel a little against the spirit of the video, but if I didn't make this exception, I'd be missing out on talking about some pretty interesting entries. I will be counting Paradox Pokemon and Ultra Beasts as part of the group of sub-legendaries, and will assume that all Pokemon compared are fully evolved to help make for the most interesting video. First, we have Rillaboom being better than Tapu Bulu, both being bulky, physical attacking grass types with the ability Grassy Surge. Tapu Bulu was introduced in Generation 7 as part of the group of the Guardian Deities that are all part Fairy type and have a terrain setting ability. However, Tapu Bulu was pretty much immediately outclassed by the starter Pokemon Rillaboom in the following generation. For their stats, they are pretty comparable, with Tapu Bulu obviously having a higher base stat total, but Rillaboom's stats are slightly more optimized, having 30 more HP and 10 more speed with lower special attack. Since Tapu Bulu is part of a legendary quartet that has the same base stat numbers just rearranged differently, it can't really be that min-maxed. What really does it though is their move pools. Here are all the relevant moves that Rillaboom learns that Tapu Bulu doesn't. Fake Out, Grassy Glide, U-Turn, Knock Off, Leech Seed, and Low Kick. The main one though is definitely Grassy Glide, as with a high attack stat and the ability to set grassy terrain upon entry, Grassy Glide is very useful on Rillaboom. Really all it would take to make Tapu Bulu on par or better than Rillaboom would be giving it better moves. Play Rough would be a great place to start, as Fairy Stab is something that Tapu Bulu could offer that Rillaboom can't, and then obviously Grassy Glide, but the issue with that again comes back to the fact that Tapu Bulu is part of a legendary quartet. None of the Tapus were given access to the unique terrain moves introduced in Sword and Shield, so it's unlikely that they would make an exception for just Tapu Bulu to learn the grass move. Really, all that Tapu Bulu has going for it is that it has a cooler shiny. Next, we have Garganacle being better than Regirock, both being bulky mono rock types. Regirock was introduced in Gen 3 as part of the group of legendary giants. For stats, the only thing that Garganacle has over Regirock is 20 more HP, but with 70 more defense and 10 more special defense, I'd probably take Regirock if we're just talking stats. The original Regitrio all had the same primary ability Clear Body, and the main uses of this ability are that it prevents the attack drop from Intimidate and the speed drop from Sticky Web and Icy Wind. But with Regirock not being much of an attacker, and not really caring about its speed, being immune to these things isn't really all that helpful compared to a more offensive mon like Dragapult. Its hidden ability Sturdy will also hardly ever come up, with its defense being so high, so it will probably survive any single hit anyway. These ability options, by the way, are literally a proper subset of Garganacle's options, which are Sturdy, Clear Body, and its signature ability Purifying Salt, one of the best abilities in the game. Purifying Salt gives you a ghost resistance and makes you immune to status conditions, which are absolutely absurd effects for one ability to have. While they mostly have the same move options, like Stealth Rock, Earthquake, the Elemental Punches, and Iron Defense Body Press, Garganacle has two moves that make a huge difference, Recover and Salt Cure. Salt Cure is Garganacle's signature move that deals 1/8 chip damage every turn, 1/4 if the target is water or steel type. Recover heals up to half of the user's max HP, which is great to keep Garganacle alive longer, something that Regirock dreams of while it's sleeping after using Rest. Next, we have Baxcalibur being better than Base Form Kyurem, both being bulky Dragon Ice type attackers. Kyurem was introduced in Gen 5, and it got its time to shine in Black and White 2, where it was able to fuse with Reshiram or Zekrom. On its own though, it's not super threatening and is outclassed by the pseudo-legendary Baxcalibur. Kyurem is a mixed attacker, while Baxcalibur is way more min-max to solely be a physical attacker. They both get Dragon Dance for setting up, and can run loaded dice Icicle Spear scale shot sets, but what really sets apart Baxcalibur from Kyurem is its signature ability and signature move, which you'll notice is a common theme in this video. Baxcalibur gets the signature ability Thermal Exchange, which protects the user from burns and grants a +1 attack boost when hit with a fire move. This is in comparison to Kyurem's Pressure, aka the ability that Game Freak gives to legendaries when they can't think of anything else. Baxcalibur gets the signature move Glaive Rush, which is a 120 base power, 100% accurate dragon move with the very manageable drawback that the user takes double damage from attacks the following turn. This is in comparison to Kyurem's Glaciate, a slightly stronger version of Icy Wind. Kyurem does have the versatility of being able to go physical or special with great special moves like Freeze Dry, Ice Beam, Draco Meteor, and Earth Power, but the lack of a good ability, good signature move, and cost of being a restricted legendary in doubles is really what holds Kyurem back. Next, we have Dondozo being better than Suicune, both being bulky mono water types. Suicune was introduced in Generation 3 as part of the Legendary Beasts, which does not have an official name, and like the Guardian Deities, the Beasts all have the same individual base stat numbers, just distributed differently. Suicune's distribution makes it the defensive tank of the group, and there's nothing inherently wrong with that kind of stat distribution. Dondozo actually has the exact same sum of HP, Defense, and Special Defense. It just has 50 more HP and 50 less special defense compared to Suicune. So, these bulk spreads are pretty comparable, with Suicune having a more well-rounded set of bulk, and Dondozo being better if you just want to focus on physical bulk. The real difference though, at least in singles, is in their abilities. Suicune gets Pressure, the go-to legendary ability as I mentioned with Kyurem, and Inner Focus, an ability that isn't great on Suicune specifically, since it doesn't really care about the attack drop from Intimidate, so it pretty much just prevents flinching. Dondozo gets the really useful ability Unaware that makes it completely ignore stat boosts from setup sweepers. This, combined with Curse and Body Press, is what makes it stand out compared to Suicune in terms of being a defensive wall. In doubles, Dondozo has the unique interaction with Tatsugiri of getting a +2 Omni Boost, which also makes Dondozo stand out compared to Suicune. Next, we have Chiyu being better than Reshiram, both being special attacking fire types. Unfortunately, the Tao trio are almost completely outclassed by other Pokemon, which is quite unfortunate since I do like their designs, and Black and White are some of my favorite games. Reshiram is hardly ever picked as a restricted legendary, because the much better non-restricted legendary Chiyu exists to use instead if you're looking for a special attacking fire type. Even in Ubers, where there's no opportunity cost of using a restricted legendary, Chiyu is typically placed higher in the viability rankings. Just by looking at their stats, Chiyu only has 10 more speed than Reshiram and is the same or worse in every other area, but it mainly comes down to their abilities. Reshiram gets the ability Turbo Blaze, which is just a reskin of Mold Breaker. Mold Breaker is solid, with it allowing Reshiram to be able to hit through meta-relevant abilities like Unaware and Multiscale, but as your only option on a restricted legendary, it's kind of underwhelming. Chiyu, on the other hand, gets Beads of Ruin, which lowers the special defense of all surrounding Pokemon by 25%, which makes Chiyu's special attack stat more like 195. This sheer amount of immediate offense, combined with the fact that Chiyu also gets Nasty Plot for setting up even further, is what really does it. Reshiram doesn't learn a single status move that can raise special attack, so when you take into account its lower speed and lower special attack when adjusting for Beads of Ruin, plus the cost of taking up your restricted slot in VGC, you'll see just how much worse Reshiram is compared to Chiyu. Next, we have Breloom being better than Virizion, both being physical attacking grass fighting types. Virizion was introduced in Gen 5 as part of the Swords of Justice, the legendary quartet that are all part fighting type with the ability Justified. Like the Tapus, they all have the same base stat numbers just distributed differently, and Virizion's distribution has got to be the worst out of the four. Good speed, high special defense, but mid attack and special attack with low defense is not ideal. Breloom, on the other hand, has really high attack, and while its other stats aren't great, its ability and move options are much better than Virizion. Breloom gets the ability Technician, which increases the power of moves with a base power of 60 and lower by 50%. Breloom not only has stab options to take advantage of this ability, but coverage options as well. For stab, it has Bullet Seed, which can effectively become a 187.5 base power move if you get the full 5 hits, and Mach Punch, which is now a 60 base power priority move. For Technician boosted coverage, it has the options of Aerial Ace, Bulldoze, Rock Tomb, and Pounce, which are all a lot more useful and provide a lot more utility than anything that Virizion has. I haven't even mentioned its most useful move in formats that allow it, Spore, something else that Virizion doesn't really have. Justified just isn't a great ability, with its uses being limited to switching in on a knockoff and beating up your ally in a double battle, but with Virizion not having great attack and no spread damaging moves to abuse those Justified boosts like Terrakion, it doesn't really have any niche. Next, we have Amoongus being better than Brute Bonnet, both being bulky grass types. The Paradox Pokemon are generally stronger than their contemporary relatives, but this was the case that I felt that the Paradox form was worse than the original form the most, while still having mostly the same role. Volcarona is absolutely better than Slitherwing, but Slitherwing also has a much different role than Volcarona. Amoongus and Brute Bonnet, though, still mainly want to do the same thing, which is put opponents to sleep with Spore and redirect attacks with Rage Powder. Based on the stats, you'd probably take Brute Bonnet over Amoongus with its higher attack, higher defense, and higher special defense. However, Amoongus has lower speed, which makes it move faster in Trick Room, and has the far superior typing and ability. Brute Bonnet is Grass Dark type, one of the worst dual typings in the game, with its 7 weaknesses including a 4x weakness to Bug. This is mainly bad because of the existence of U-Turn, the most common pivoting move in the game, and just having that many weaknesses in general isn't ideal on a mon that's meant to be defensive. As a Grass Poison type, Amoongus only has 4 regular weaknesses, which is much more manageable. For its ability, Brute Bonnet is an ancient Paradox Pokemon, so it's stuck with the ability Protosynthesis, which is good on some of the Paradox Mons, but not amazing on Brute Bonnet. It's actually impossible for Brute Bonnet to get a Protosynthesis speed boost since its lowest possible attack is still higher than its highest possible speed. Amoongus has the ability Regenerator, one of the best abilities in the game for defensive Mons. So even with Brute Bonnet's 42 higher attack, 29 higher defense, and 19 higher special defense, it is not the move when you have so many weaknesses and don't have a great ability. Lastly, we have Hatterene being better than Mesprit, both being bulky psychic types. Mesprit was introduced in Gen 4 as part of the Late Guardians, all of which are mono psychic types with the ability Levitate. Azelf is more offensive, Uxie is more defensive, and Mesprit got stuck in the middle, being both offensive and defensive, which really means that it's neither. You generally don't want well-rounded stats, because you'd much rather have them be more specialized to help define a Pokemon's role more clearly. This is exactly what Hatterene does, with its really low speed, but really high special attack that makes it great as a bulky special attacker. Since it's not part of a legendary group, it's not limited to a common ability, and instead has the options of Healer, Anticipation, and Magic Bounce, with Magic Bounce being the clear option as it bounces back status moves. This is great as an anti-hazard setting measure, since it will bounce back Stealth Rock, Spikes, and things like that. In doubles, where Hatterene's main role is as a Trick Room setter, Magic Bounce is great for getting around Taunt, since Hatterene will bounce that Taunt back to the user. Not having Levitate also means that Hatterene can use Expanding Force at full power, a Psychic-type move that gets boosted when the user is on Psychic terrain, something that Mesprit can't reap the benefits of since Levitate makes it non-grounded. Mesprit actually probably has the better move pool between the two, but with Hatterene also being Fairy-type and everything else I mentioned, it is by far the superior mon. And those are non-legendary Pokemon that are better than legendaries. I think the main things to take away here are how much moves affect a Pokemon's competitive viability, and the fact that being part of a legendary group can force you into a less than ideal base stat distribution, and forces you into having less ability diversity. Let me know if you disagree with any of my reasonings, or feel that I missed any. Anyway, if you want to support me and my channel, just leave a nice comment, since I do read all comments. You can also become a member for 99 US cents a month to get a badge next to your name and early video access like all of these lovely people. If you want bonus content, check out my second channel, Extra Bell, where I post videos I've scrapped for the main channel, as well as more casual, unscripted videos. Likes are also one of the ways that YouTube determines if a video should be passed around to more people, so if you feel that this video deserves to be, I would appreciate it. Thanks for watching.